Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Google has signed a deal to source power from a series of small nuclear reactors. The agreement with Kairos Power is expected to help fuel the firm's push into artificial intelligence, which requires vast amounts of energy. Here's our North America technology correspondent, Lily Jamali.
Google plans to bring the first plant online by the end of this decade, with more planned through 2035, pending approval from U.S. nuclear regulators. The modular reactors involved are smaller and cheaper to build than traditional reactors. Power-hungry data centers needed for AI have prompted several big tech companies to turn to carbon-free nuclear energy. But critics have expressed alarm about safety. Just last month, Microsoft inked a deal that will restart operations at Three Mile Island, the site of the worst nuclear accident in U.S. history.
There's been increasing condemnation from the United Nations of Israel's operation against Hamas in northern Gaza, where tens of thousands of civilians are trapped with little food. The Secretary General Antonio Guterres said there had been large numbers of casualties. A spokesperson for the UN agency in Gaza, Louise Wateridge, said the situation was critical.
In the north of Gaza, it's really a struggle to get any humanitarian assistance in. There has been a lot of cases of UN convoys and humanitarian convoys that have been denied entry. There has been no food entering North Gaza since the 1st of October. That is a significant amount of time for a population of 400,000 people. It's as desperate as it's ever been. There's really very little hope.
India and Canada have expelled their top envoys, along with other diplomats, in a bitter row over last year's assassination of a Sikh separatist in British Columbia. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his government responded after police and intelligence officers began pursuing credible allegations that Indian agents were directly involved in the killing of Hardeep Singh Nijjar. More from Rebecca Hartman.
This is a further deterioration in diplomatic relations following the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar in 2023. Justin Trudeau said he would never tolerate the involvement of a foreign government threatening and killing Canadian citizens on Canadian soil. The Foreign Ministry said it had gathered what they called ample, clear and concrete evidence identifying six individuals as persons of interest in the investigation.
A human rights group in Sudan's Darfur region says the Rapid Support Forces and their allied Arab militias have been carrying out a scorched earth policy, attacking communities from the Zaghawa ethnic group. It said 40 people were killed and 16 villages burned to the ground. World News from the BBC. The detained American rapper Sean Diddy Combs is facing new allegations of rape, sexual abuse and sexual assault after at least six lawsuits were presented to a New York federal court by two women and four men on Monday. One of the unnamed accusers said he was 16 when the alleged abuse took place. Combs is already facing federal criminal charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. He denies the accusations. A new study has found that only about one-third of Europe's surface water is in good health, despite a long-standing EU target to bring all bodies of water up to high quality. The European Environmental Agency says farms have the most serious impact, drawing out too much water and pumping in too many pollutants. Nigeria's football authority says the men's national team have returned home from Libya without playing a vital international match after the players suffered what it called inhumane treatment. Details from David Bamford.
Nigeria's Super Eagles, the national football team, had been due to land at Benghazi Airport for Tuesday's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Libya, but their plane was diverted to an airfield 200 kilometres away, where, the players say, they were held for more than 10 hours. They refused the offer of a three-hour bus journey to the match venue on security grounds. Libya's Football Federation has denied causing the problem deliberately. A formal complaint by Nigeria has been sent to the Confederation of African Football, whose disciplinary board is investigating the incident.
President Biden has paid tribute to the activist Lily Ledbetter, who has died at the age of 86. Mr. Biden described her as a fearless advocate for equality and said her fight led to the first equal pay law in the United States. BBC World News.